1370 WTDY Forward with Kurt Barron.
Good morning and welcome back to the program. It's a morning of guests. I have a very special guest now, joins me on the phone, Malin Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Good morning, Malin.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you on the air. I've never had the opportunity to speak with you. I've seen you speak down at the Capitol rallies and the protest that happened through the spring, but I've never had a chance to actually speak with you, so it's an honor to have you on the phone.
It's good to be on. Thanks for having me.
So you've raised a lot of eyebrows this week, or at least the website Mother Jones did when the news broke that you're considering a run against Scott Walker if there's a recall election. Why are you interested in being governor? Why would you even want that job, Malin? Don't you have enough to do with being president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin?
Indeed, I do. And that was a long conversation on the Mother Jones article, which, of course, you saw a portion of it, but not saying I was misquoted because I wasn't. But what I was saying is that if right now the Democratic Party, we have a lot of great candidates out there, but I think we need some energy and to go along with the movement. So all I said was that if I were put into place, and I've been asked by some if I would consider running. Of course, I mean, anybody that is in politics or has been around politics would be honored and flattered by just the thought of being considered to run for the top job in the state. I think our state needs to be put back together. I mean, our government has been divided. Our state is divided right now. And I think, all in all, our future is going to depend on a candidate that can bring our state back together. I think we have a lot of good candidates that can do that. And I'm flattered to be considered and breath with those people.
You know, ever since Russ Feingold said that he was not going to run for the U.S. Senate seat, he was not going to run if there was a recall election against Scott Walker, I've been one of those people twiddling my thumbs thinking, I don't know who would best represent the people of Wisconsin if there is a recall election against Scott Walker. And when I read the Mother Jones article, it raised my eyebrows. And I said, you know what? I didn't think about Malin. You're not a politician. You're definitely not a career politician. And I said, you know what? This is a man that's a great speaker. It seems like his heart is in the right place. He's on the side of the hardworking people of Wisconsin. It intrigues me, and I'm definitely not throwing my endorsement behind you. You haven't even decided to run, but I just find that you are definitely an intriguing candidate.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think what we're seeing in our state and really abroad is that people are sick and tired of the senseless rhetoric that we're getting from politicians. They're sick and tired of broken promises like we're seeing in our state with this current administration. They want somebody that's going to go in there and take care of the people. I think Abraham Lincoln said it best, what's the role of government? To do for those what they cannot do so well, what they cannot do so well for themselves. And that is the role of government. Our government is not doing that right now. Our government's job is to take care of the people, all people, not just a select few, not just Wall Street, not corporations, not tax cuts to big business. We are supposed to take care of everybody. That includes the middle class. That includes the poor in our state. And right now, that's not being done. And any candidate that gets our support or any candidate that's got to move the state forward has to have everyone in mind.
I'm on the phone with Malin Mitchell. He's the president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Kind of contemplating a run against Scott Walker if there's a recall election. You have not made up your mind either way. But there's already talk that, Malin, you're not experienced enough to be governor of Wisconsin. What's your response to that?
Well, what I lack in experience, and again, before I answer that question, I want to make it clear that I want to be part of the team that helps to pick the best candidate that runs against Governor Walker. If we all decide collectively that, and I'll throw a name out there, that Kathleen Falk, best person to run, I'm going to get behind her 110%. So that's what, when I say I'm considering run, I want to be part of the team of everybody that gets to pick, or that, in all honesty, the people decide who's going to run against Scott Walker, but I will be part of that decision-making process, who we put out there. But in all honesty, the people are going to be ones that decide that who runs against Scott Walker and who takes a state forward. But I think what's important is that people need to believe in something, and people are not right now don't believe in their government. So we got to take our government back.
Absolutely. You know, to me, Malin, the lack of experience argument goes both ways. People will attack a candidate for being a career politician. They'll say that a career politician is too often in bed with special interests, that they're too concerned about their career and not what's best for the people. Yet they'll make the argument that experience makes them better equipped to be a leader. But then you have people you know, a candidate comes along who is politically inexperienced but has great ideas, a strong voice, and has proven leadership skills, people will say that a political outsider is a breath of fresh air and will bring new ideas to the table. But then they'll say, well, his lack of experience, he won't be able to deal with the tough issues that he needs to deal with. So it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I lack personally, what I lack in political experience, I can make up for in doing the right thing. I think doing the right thing should be first and foremost in any politician's mind. As far as making decisions, as a firefighter, firefighters every day make decisions that have people's lives at stake, our lives and the people that entrust us with their lives, the community. So as far as making decisions, I do that every day at the firehouse, every day at work, as well as 3,000-4,000 firefighters across our state do, as well as public safety officers, police officers do as well. So making decisions, we can do that. I think any candidate, though, is going to have to surround himself around smart people. That's what any good leader does. Surround himself around economists that can help in the budget, but economists that are not going to balance the budget on the backs of hardworking middle-class citizens. Economists and the governor that's going to balance, that's going to have true shared sacrifice. That's everybody paying in, everybody taking a hit, and making Wisconsin a better place as a whole together.
Well, let's be honest, Scott Walker, there's no governor in the history of this country that does everything on their own. You're right, they do have economists, they have an administration that they put around them to help them make decisions. The job of a governor is, yes, partially to run a state, but also to be the leader of the state, and we have not seen that leadership in Scott Walker. And so anybody that would say, well, you know, Malin doesn't have any experience, well, that's why you put people around you that do, to be able to help you make the right decisions. It's the same that, you know, no one's ever been the president of the United States before they get that gig. And so they have advisors around them to help them. That's kind of how the whole system works. A governor doesn't carry the state on his, on, you know, it's not just his shoulders. It's a
right.
group.
And I say to that, look where experience has gotten us.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, experience is one thing, but doing the right thing is another.
I'll tell you what, Malin, my wife is a public school teacher. We spent a lot of time at the Capitol. My wife was there from day one, from February 14th on. And I'll tell you what, she had tears in her eyes when the firefighters showed up to the Capitol and led people into the people's house. And it was such, I really wish that I could have been there. I wasn't. But she said that's really when the movement felt like it was real and like there was a chance that we could win this. And for her, and, you know, I'm speaking for her and I'll speak for myself as well. Thank you for that, because it really meant a lot to the movement for sure.
Well, thank you for that compliment, but it was a total effort. There were police officers there as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We had absolutely employees walking with us, and it was firefighters from all over the state. And we all decided that we need to come out openly against this and be part of the movement and stand with labor.
That's going to bring me to my next question. Malin Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin, joins me this morning. There are people that are criticizing you for a letter that you sent to Scott Walker in early February that thanked him for excluding firefighters and police from the anti-union bill that basically stripped public employees of their collective bargaining rights. In the letter, you state that firefighters are unique and deserve to be excluded. That's kind of raised the hackles of some people. What's your response to that criticism?
Well, first of all, it's not a letter to Scott Walker. I know it's been deemed as a love letter to Scott Walker right here. It's not a letter. It's a press release. And it's not saying that we need to be excluded from everybody else. What it was doing was recognizing that the governor thinks public safety as being important, which I think any governor or any mayor should think that public safety is important, because that's basically helping the public.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a letter. It's a press release that was sent out February 11th. Now, with any press release, obviously you're sending out that to the masses for people to see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that I was trying to hide. It's a press release. Now, February 11th, that was the day that the governor had his press conference. We went back to my office. I sent out a press release saying we indeed recognize that the governor is thinking public safety is important. Now, that was a Friday, I believe. Over the weekend, after actually getting my teeth in the full budget repair bills, deliberating over it, talking to some of my local leaders, I actually called a phone conference with my board, and we talked about it, and we decided collectively that we had to come out openly against this and that we need to stand with the rest of labor. And we were there from day one. I sent out another press release, which is not being talked about, on February 15th, saying that we are totally against all the provisions in Act 10, that we will not stand with the governor with any of the provisions in the budget repair bill.
You know what?
But we were there from day one.
Absolutely.
We were there at all the protests. So if you're going to judge off of one press release, and make sure you judge off what we did for the next 6 months as well.
You know what, Malin? I think what, and this is not what I would say, but some would say that that's a flip flop, that you did an about turn, or you know, you did a turnaround and said, you said one thing and then a few days later said another thing, and some would say, well, that makes you look a little wishy washy.
Well, I don't agree with that. If you look at the press release, all I was doing was recognizing that public safety was important. After getting the full bill and after looking at everything and the draconian measures that all Act 10 had in it over the weekend, I came out Monday totally against it, Monday or Tuesday. But with the first rally, we were there from day one. So we didn't flip-flop, and I still think public safety is important. I think everybody does. But with everything that was happening to our other brothers and sisters, we could not stand by and let it happen. And we've been there. We slept in the Capitol. We've been there, you know, 7 months. So we continue to fight Act 10 and also the big budget Act 32.
An affront to one is an affront to all. I really do believe that. And I really do believe that you believe that, as do firefighters around Wisconsin. So if you would decide to run against Scott Walker, what would you bring to the table as governor? Is there something special that you could bring to that office?
I think I can bring a sense, again, of doing the right thing and bringing the state back together. The governor has definitely divided our state, and it's in a bad way. Whether you're on the Republican side, whether you're moderate, whether you're Democrat, our state is divided. I mean, you have families fighting each other.
Oh, I know that from personal experience, Malin. I mean, my family is split right down the middle, and we do our best to get over it. But there are times that, you know, some of the family dinners are a little uncomfortable. The state is truly divided, and it's divided families. You're absolutely 100% right, and that's sad. It shouldn't be that way.
That's sad, and that's not the Wisconsin way. I mean, you have people voting against their own self-interest because they think this 1% are for them. But I think we need to have some true dialogue, and we need to tell the people of Wisconsin what we can and what we cannot do. And if the state truly is broke, if there truly was a $3.6 billion deficit, like the governor said, then why in January will we have all these tax breaks to corporations?
Yes.
We are open for business, Montrage, basically letting the Koch brothers come in and tell us how to run our state. We're bringing Washington to Wisconsin, and that's not right. So I think any candidate that takes over office needs to make sure that they have, first and foremost, the thoughts in the hearts of the people in their mind. And that will lead them in the right way. Whether they are experienced or not experienced, that will lead them in the right way.
Malin, I find you to be an intriguing candidate. I've seen you speak at a few different events, and you're a very effective speaker. And like I said earlier, it really seems like your heart's in the right place. And let's be honest, it's extremely difficult to dislike a firefighter. So you definitely have those things going for you. And I'm really proud of the stuff that you've done and the support that you've shown union and union members and working class people around the state. It means a lot. And like I said, when I read this article, I went, you know what? I didn't even think of Mr. Mitchell, but it could work.
Well, Kurt, I appreciate that. Let me go back to one point we talked about that press release. I just want to make it clear that I do believe, and I know that press release was worded poorly. But again, I want everybody to talk about what we have to do in the future. And again, it wasn't a letter, it was a press release for everybody to see.
I think that's really important that you made that distinction, because there are people.
I heard that was a letter to Governor Walker, but
it was a love letter. I've heard certain people say that. I won't name any names, but for people to know it's a press release, that's a big difference than a private letter to Scott Walker.
It wasn't a private letter. It was a press release for everybody to see. I mean, it was on Wispolitics. It was everywhere. It was out there for the masses to see. And again, just thinking that public safety is important. But at the end of the day, we came out openly against everything in Act 10. I don't think anybody can dispute how we've been there with everybody for the past 6-7 months, and we continue to stand with everybody. But I think what we got to realize here is that back in January and February, the government tried to divide and conquer us as a people, as the state of Wisconsin. Well, we can't let them divide and conquer us now. We have to make sure that we keep, and I hate to use that as a cliche, but keep our eyes on the prize. There's a lot at stake here. For us to talk about things like this just hurts the movement. My political future is not more important than us getting rid of Scott Walker.
I agree, and I really hope that people, you know, I don't want to see Democrats and liberals and progressives and union members around the state divide themselves. We're divided enough as it is. We're split in half. We don't need to split into quarters. And I think you bring up great points. Malin, thank you so much for coming on with me this morning. I think you definitely clarified some things.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And they tried to divide and conquer us back then. We're not going to let them do it now.
All right, Malin. Thank you very much, and we'll chat soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Malin Mitchell, president of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin, contemplating a run against Scott Walker if there's a recall election. I think it's at Malin Mitchell on Twitter, and that's MahlonMitchell. So coming up next, I want to know who you would like to see run against Walker in a recall election. If not, maybe it's Malin. If it's not Malin, who would you like to see, if there's a recall election, who would you like to see run against Malin? We'll take your phone calls next here on Forward.